Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Worlds I See, Curiosity, Exploration, and Discovery at the Dawn of AI is a memoir and ideas book by Dr. Fei-Fei Li, a leading computer scientist known for shaping modern computer vision and for advocating human-centered artificial intelligence. The narrative traces her journey from an immigrant childhood to a career at the forefront of research and policy, using personal turning points to explain how today's AI era was built. Rather than treating AI as magic, the book frames it as a product of data, experiments, teamwork, and social choices, highlighting the people and institutions behind breakthroughs. Alongside stories from academia and industry, Li emphasizes the ethical stakes of deploying powerful technologies at scale. The result is an accessible account of how curiosity and perseverance can drive discovery, and a timely reflection on what responsible AI leadership should look like as these tools become embedded in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from immigrant beginnings to scientific ambition, a central thread of the book is how personal history can shape scientific direction. Li's early life and family responsibilities are presented as more than background. They become the context for understanding her drive, her empathy, and her conviction that technology should serve real human needs. Readers see how learning a new language, navigating unfamiliar systems, and carrying economic uncertainty can cultivate resilience and a practical mindset. This perspective helps explain why the author repeatedly returns to questions of access, opportunity, and who gets to participate in building the future. The book also connects these experiences to the habits that sustain a research career: staying curious, seeking mentors, learning from failure, and building communities of support. By grounding complex achievements in lived experience, the narrative demystifies the path into science and technology. It suggests that breakthrough work often grows out of persistence, collaborative relationships, and the willingness to keep exploring even when the route is not straightforward or traditionally paved. Secondly, how computer vision became a foundation for modern AI. The book explains why teaching machines to see became a turning point for AI. Li describes the shift from earlier approaches that struggled with messy real-world images toward data-driven methods that could learn patterns at scale. A key idea is that progress in AI is often less about a single clever trick and more about creating the conditions for learning: large datasets, clear evaluation benchmarks, sufficient computing power, and open research communities that can reproduce and compare results. The narrative highlights the importance of structured challenges and shared metrics in moving a field forward, because they turn vague goals into measurable progress. It also clarifies what computer vision enables beyond photo labeling: perception for robotics, medical imaging support, safer transportation, and tools for scientific discovery. At the same time, Li underscores that vision systems inherit the limitations of their training data and the assumptions of their designers. Understanding how vision matured helps readers grasp both the promise and the constraints of current AI systems. Thirdly, data, benchmarks, and the hidden labor behind breakthroughs. Another major topic is the infrastructure of AI progress: the datasets, labeling efforts, and evaluation frameworks that make learning systems viable. Li emphasizes that many celebrated advances rest on enormous amounts of curated data and careful experimental design. The book brings attention to the fact that data is not neutral. Choices about what to collect, how to categorize it, and who performs the annotation work influence what systems learn and how they behave in the world. By making this pipeline visible, the author encourages readers to think critically about representativeness, bias, and the social context embedded in technical artifacts. This theme also highlights the collective nature of innovation. Research teams, students, engineers, and often under-recognized contributors all play roles in building the scaffolding that enables headline results. For practitioners, the lesson is to invest in rigorous dataset practices and transparency. For general readers, it provides a grounded explanation of why AI can feel powerful while still failing in surprising ways when the data does not match reality. Fourthly, human-centered AI and the ethics of real-world deployment. Li argues that the most important questions about AI are not only what the technology can do, but what it should do and under what safeguards. The book discusses how AI systems affect people when deployed in high-stakes settings such as hiring, healthcare, education, and public safety. It explores the tensions between innovation speed and responsible oversight, and it explains why fairness, accountability, privacy, and transparency are not optional extras. A human-centered approach, as presented here, treats societal impact as a design constraint from the beginning rather than a patch applied after harm occurs. This includes thinking about who is consulted, who is protected, and who might be excluded. The book also points to the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration, bringing together technologists, social scientists, legal experts, and affected communities. Readers come away with a practical ethical frame, evaluate benefits and risks, demand evidence for claims, monitor performance over time, and create governance structures that match the scale of deployment. Lastly, leadership, institutions, and shaping the future of AI. Beyond research, the book examines how decisions inside universities, companies, and government influence the direction of AI. Lee's experiences illustrate that technical progress is inseparable from leadership choices. What projects receive funding, what values are rewarded, how teams are managed, and how organizations respond to public concern. The narrative shows the role of academic labs in nurturing talent and open knowledge, while also acknowledging the growing influence of industry through data access and compute resources. This creates new responsibilities for leaders who must balance competition with stewardship. A recurring point is that culture matters. Institutions that encourage curiosity, collaboration, and integrity are more likely to produce durable advances and safer products. The book also invites readers to see AI policy as a necessary companion to innovation, not an obstacle. Setting standards, auditing systems, and defining acceptable uses help prevent the technology from being shaped solely by market incentives. Ultimately, leadership is presented as the ability to align cutting-edge work with long-term human benefit. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want to understand AI through a human story, as well as students and professionals considering careers in technology, research, or policy. It is also valuable for managers and civic-minded readers who need a clearer view of how AI is built and why ethical debates are not abstract. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. It makes the AI moment less intimidating by explaining the real ingredients behind progress, and it offers a grounded set of values for thinking about where these tools should and should not be used. Compared to many AI books that focus on hype, business tactics, or purely technical detail, Lee's perspective stands out because it combines personal experience, scientific context, and an explicit commitment to human-centered outcomes. The memoir format keeps the ideas approachable while still conveying the stakes of deployment at scale. For readers seeking both inspiration and a realistic framework for responsible innovation, it is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Dr. Feifei Li, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.